Today's Wednesday, November 21st, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're with us. Luke 22, 70 through 71, that's your life word. Then said they all, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "Ye say that I am." And they say unto him, "What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth." Jesus is now standing in the hands of the Christ haters. The Son of God, he's standing at their mercy, a lamb to the slaughter. He's been abused. He's been beaten. He's been mocked. He's been mistreated. And Dr. Luke here tells us that Jesus is now standing in the middle of this kangaroo court in the middle of the night, the Jewish people breaking their own laws about having court after sunset. I mean, it was against the law to have this sort of trial in the middle of the night. But here Jesus stands. No law that he's broken. Nobody willing to come before them and accuse him of doing anything wrong. All of this, every bit of it, was a complete sham. "Tell us, are you the Messiah?" All they were doing was looking for a reason to kill him. I mean, Jesus had to be dealt with. He was a threat to their power, to their money. And blasphemy back in that day, it was punishable by death. And that was their ultimate goal, to say that Jesus had blasphemed. Jesus answered them. He said, "If I tell you, you're really not going to believe me. And if I ask you a question, you won't answer it. But let me tell you this. From now on, the next time you see the Son of Man, he'll be seated in the place of power at God's right hand." Wow. Now, these people here, they wouldn't see that happen. Not today, anyway. But let me tell you, one day they will. Let me say this to you today. People today might think of Jesus and the image of Jesus as a man hanging on a cross. That might be the image that they see. But that's not going to be the final picture of Jesus. He will sit in judgment over the rulers, over all people, over the world. And that, ladies and gentlemen, will be my God's final legacy. They all shouted, "So you're claiming to be the Son of God?" And he replied to them, "You're the ones that say that I am." And they had their opening. Now they've got a reason to continue this kangaroo court. They looked at each other and said, "Why do we need any witnesses? We heard him say it ourselves." And so his next stop would be to the Roman governor, Pilate. So here's what I'd like for you to think about today. Here's what I'd like for you to remember. Although this trial was a sham, and although it might look like Satan and the Christ haters, they were in control, they never were. Jesus was in control of this all the time. He was fulfilling God's plan to redeem you and me back to himself. This was his plan. They were all playing their role. God gave his son for you and me. When you pray, please remember to lift up in prayer BMA missionary John Michael, Angela, Jonathan, Aaron, and Elijah Poulin. They serve the Lord as church planting leaders in the country of Peru. And please remember to pray for the success of Life Words Aymara broadcast that can be heard in Bolivia and Peru. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of one-fourth of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.